we're back, everybody. Let's go right back to this border crisis. Now, this is a video clip that was put together, and it really depicts what's happening, all of the chaos and everything that's happening. Go ahead and split screen it here. And it's straight up Biden's border crisis, Biden's bloodbath.
Another tragic story connected to the border crisis. Travis Wolf was just one day away from celebrating his 12th birthday when a woman who was in the United States illegally from Venezuela crashed head-on into his family's Jeep.
Church teacher accused of abusing several children in Montgomery County, Maryland. Tonight, immigration officials tell us he was never supposed to be in the United States in the first place, and he had already been deported twice.
Palm Beach County deputies arrested three undocumented immigrants in Lake Worth Beach on sexual battery charges. According to the arrest affidavit, the three suspects, all from Guatemala, abducted a local woman along the street and threw her inside a truck. Authorities say the men drove off and stopped at a nearby intersection where they sexually assaulted her and filmed it.
The leader of a Colombian street gang, Los Santanias, has been arrested in Texas where he was seeking asylum. Colombian authorities confirmed that he was one of the seven most wanted murderers in Colombia's capital.
A woman accused in Mexico of several murders and body dismemberments, even removing victims' hearts, is arrested in El Paso. The FBI says Pineda was known for extreme brutality, dismembering bodies, removing hearts, and placing the hearts in front of Santa Muerte statue.
Wow. And they don't want President Trump to call them animals. They get upset when you call them animals. They don't even want you to call them illegal. You understand what I'm saying? They don't even want you to call them illegal. Remember Joe Biden during the state of confusion, he called the guy that killed Lakin Riley an illegal, and talking about illegals are killing Americans. They got upset with Joe Biden when he called the animal an illegal and say, you can't call them illegals either, Joe. President Trump, you can't call these demonic animals animals. Joe Biden, you can't call them illegal. You're supposed to say undocumented citizen. I mean, if you're not documented, that means you're not a citizen. But that's what they're calling them. The left, they're calling them undocumented citizens. Citizens of what? Citizens of their own country, but yet they came into our country illegally. This should not be happening. But yet, you got these Democrats telling everybody that the border's secure. Mayorkas and all the whole lot of them, the border's secure, nothing to see here. The border policies are working as designed. And what you're seeing happen in our country, this is by design. No one that's watching right now would say, Will Johnson, you got it all wrong. This is all by mistake. This is all President Trump's fault. They actually even say that nonsense because President Trump made the suggestion. Let me remind everybody, President Trump is not in Congress. President Trump is running for the presidency of the United States of America 2024. He is not a House representative. He's not even Senate. But he put out suggestions just because he said, hey, don't give the Democrats what they want, because the Democrats want to send more money to Ukraine and do just a little bit for the southern border. And now they all scream, oh, President Trump, he denied them from fixing the southern border. No. They want to create asylum for all of these illegals coming into the country. Should not happen at all. Listen to this short clip that I have for you. These illegals, they're not going to stop. As long as Joe Biden and the Democrats say anything, they have anything to say about this, more crime is going to happen in your neighborhood.
Walking UIC's campus are on high alert after a woman was attacked and sexually assaulted near a busy CTA stop.
Well, that's very scary to hear.
There's a lot of walking to do here. And of course, most of our students are commuters.
Around 8 p.m. on Saturday, March 16th, UIC police say Venezuelan migrant Elvis Jesus Hernandez Pernalete, who also goes by Luis Guevara, followed a woman from the UIC Halsted Blue Line station and, according to court documents, wrapped one arm around her neck and another around her torso. He allegedly physically and sexually assaulted her, stole her belongings, and ran.
Yeah, so here's the incident.
The victim was not a UIC student or staff member, but the assault prompted a campus-wide alert.
We have individuals in our city who are not completely vetted. We don't know their criminal history. We don't know what they're capable of.
Don't know what they're capable of. So my question is how come None of the Democrats are coming out saying that this is a very bad problem. This is a major issue. Let's just pretend it is white cops. Let's just pretend it's white cops that's doing this to innocent people. Can we, if we did that, do you, well, how do you think the left would react? That's what we need to do. Another white cop attacked an innocent female walking down the street, assaulted her, sexually assaulted her, beat her up and took her belongings. Another white cop did this. Now, what do you think the left would do then? Oh my goodness, these white supremacists are on the rise. White supremacists are on the rise. That's the only time. But as long as it's someone, a person of color, from Venezuela, from Cuba, from Haiti, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. As long as you're not white and you're committing these crimes, they'll let it go. They'll let it slide. But if it was white people doing it, oh my goodness. You don't even have to be a white cop, just white men. If white men were doing these horrible acts, then they would say we have a national crisis on our hands. We have to look into why this is happening. Oh my goodness, what's happening here? Just like them punching females in New York City, and they're specifically punching white women in New York City, but none of them have a problem with it. Just like this dude right here. This is the main dude that's saying that the border's secure, and look at the smirk on his face. Look at that. Now, he always had this smirk on his face. There's nothing changed with him. He knows he's in deep water, but you know what? The Senate, because you got Mitch McConnell in the Senate, it will save his neck. He's been impeached in the House. But Mitch McConnell, of course, you know, Shucky Ducky Schumer, they're going to say there's nothing here. Let it go, because this is what they want. But this dude, he got this smirk on his face. He's on Face the Nation, which is totally leftist liberal. And he had nothing to say. Watch this.
We know that immigration is a key issue for voters across the country. And according to our polling, by more than 5-1, voters believe President Biden's policies will lead more migrants to try crossing the border compared with President Trump's policies. Only 22% think your policies will decrease migrant crossing.
Now, look at this. Look at that. You see the numbers there? So Joe Biden, they said under Joe Biden, 50%. And it said he decreased it by 22%. No effect, 28%. This is for Joe Biden. You see the numbers for President Trump. Increased migration is 9%, because it was still happening. Because remember, AOC went down to the southern border crying on the fence. Oh, my goodness, the children. When it was just 5,000 children that they separated from these monsters. She went down on the southern border crying, and other Democrats were crying. They created sanctuary cities because President Trump was locking down the border, saying all of the illegals, you can come here. You can come here. Just get into the country. Defy what President Trump was doing. We have sanctuary for you here in our city. That's the reason why they created. Now that they had the sanctuary cities, a lot of people are getting upset about it because, well, I don't know why they're getting upset about it. They voted for it. And look at that. President Trump decreased it by 72%. 72%. And then you have 19% who said it was no effect when President Trump was in office, which is a total lie. It was totally effect. It just about shut it down completely, to the point where the Democrats were saying, oh my goodness, it's so racist what he's doing. It's so racist for him to have the border closed. It's so racist. Okay, you can take it off the screen. President Trump has put everything on the line for this country. He's putting everything on the line for this country. And the Democrats, what do? They called President Trump racist. They try to convince me, people like me, not to support President Trump. They try to say anyone, people of color, shouldn't be supporting President Trump. No one should be.
And if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Yeah. People of color.
That's the one I meant to push. That one there.
They all apply.
Yeah. It really does. They all apply.
And you ain't black.
Especially that one. Right? Because I'm supporting President Trump. I'm going to continue supporting President Trump. Even though they're trying to create this perception that I shouldn't support President Trump with these 4 fraudulent indictments, with these 90-something plus fraudulent charges, these frivolous civil suits against President Trump, all of this to try to lock him up and tie him down, trying to prevent me from wanting to support him. Say, oh, he got so much baggage. I can't do it. I just can't bring myself to do it. Well, the more they throw at him, the more I want to support him. Isn't it interesting how that works? The more crap they do to President Trump, the more I want to stand with President Trump so he can walk through the White House doors come November. The more I see this, the more I think about it. And the very fact that they try to make it look like President Trump is the bad guy because he wants Americans to be protected and defended by calling these animals animals. Why would they do that? Why would they defend the criminals that are killing Americans? Why would they do that? I think the reason why they do that is because it's the demonic spirit. And I know some people don't like to hear that. I know some people like to shy away from that. They say, Will Johnson, you can't introduce politics and religions. And that's when people say this, that means they never read the Bible. That's all that that means. So when you hear someone say you can't bring politics into religion and vice versa, then you just tell them you haven't read the Bible. They believe that it's okay for all of this insanity to take place and just call it politics. And then if you introduce the religious aspect of it, they're actually getting to the point now where they're calling people kooks. You know, look what Joe Biden just did here on Easter Sunday, where he designated Easter Sunday. And they go, but Will, Easter is not on the same day every year, which is true, but the thing is, he purposely did it this Sunday. And when you go to the polls this November, and if you are a Christian, you need to remember everything that's happened. Heck, even if you're not a Christian, you need to remember when you go to the polls this November, who made it worse for this country? The Democrats know exactly that it's how bad it is, but they have found it. They found a new purpose in life to lie to everyone and to try to get everyone to believe the lie. The situation that we are in this country is truly, I believe, is leading to the second physical civil war. We are currently in the civil war, the second civil war. But they're coming after us financially. They're coming after us emotionally. They're coming after us every way they can, but yet they have not done it physically yet. They haven't done it physically, but yet that time is coming. That time is right around the corner. Heck, they've already said that if President Trump wins in November, that you can expect a civil war. This is what the left is saying, not Republicans and not President Trump.
It's a MyPillow 2.0, and your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will, too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.